Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Nun Gimel, mitzvah 253. Says the Torah in Perek Yutes, Pasach Chaf Ches, V'seret lo nefesh lo sitnu bivsarchem, scratching oneself. One is not allowed to do bivsarchem. We'll talk about this later in Parshas Emor. It was the minhag of the custom of other nations when they were in as a sign of mourning, they would cut themselves. That's a separate issue, which we'll get to. Uksoves kaka lo sitnu bachem ani Hashem. That's what we're going to focus on today. Ksovis kaka, which we could translate as, the unkala says, rushmin charisin, engraved markings, which we would call a tattoo. Lo sitnu bachem, one is not allowed a place in you. Ani Hashem, I am God. We'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. So today's isser is the isser of having a tattoo. We'll have to see what does having mean. Who gets the isser? The one putting on the tattoo or the one getting the tattoo? Or both? Let's see. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo nichtov bivsarenu ksoves ka'aka. So that the Isser is writing on our skin. Ksoves ka'aka. Shnemar ksoves ka'aka lo sitnu bachem. One is not allowed to do this. So one might say, 1 minute. Am I allowed to write a phone number on my hand if I need to? Am I allowed to go out of an amusement park and get a stamp on my hand? So is that included? What exactly is the Isser? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. V'ha inyan hu. Kemosha osin hayom yishma'elim, like the Yishmaelites do today, shekosvim bivsaram ksav mechuka vitakua she'eno nimchak la'olam. The iser is where the ink and the mark will stay. The language of the chinuch is forever. La'olam. The enachiyav ela biksav chakuk v'rashum bidyo o bikchal o b'shartziv onim haroshmim. And the iser only applies when it is an engraved with ink. That means two things. Number one, it has to be engraved inside, meaning cut into the skin, as we'll see. And number two, with ink, with something that makes a mark. We'll see that. V'kana chamer b'makos. That's what it says in Maseches Makos. V'kana chamer b'makos. Kaka v'lo kasav. If somebody makes the cut, but doesn't write anything. Let's say somebody just makes the cut. Klomar. Shalo rashmu b'tseva. Kasa v'lo kakeo. Or the opposite. Somebody makes the mark, but it's not underneath. It's only the marking. The ink is on top. Klomar. Sherasham b'saro b'tseva. Avalo asa srita b'saro. Eino chayev ad sheyichto v'yikakea b'dio b'chol. On a Daraisa level, one needs both of those elements. One needs to make the cut, and one needs to have dye, both of those. Ultimately, having the dye underneath the skin, that is the Issur Daraisa of having a tattoo. Does it make a difference what the order is? If I put the ink on first, then make the cut, and then the ink falls in, or do I have to make the cut first? That seems to be a machlokas rishonim, but either way, we pass him both are asur. Shulchan Aruch says in Kufpei, the Siman in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Maisa, Shulchan Aruch says, Kufpei, Ksovis Kaka, Hainu Shesoret al Besaro, Umamale Makom Asrita, Bechol, Obedio, Ushar Tzivonim Aroshmim. The Shulchan Aruch says, where I mark on my flesh, and I then fill it. I fill it with ink. The Shach says, "V'hu adin kosei b'tzeva tchila v'akach sorei b'makom tzeva." Doesn't matter. According to the Bach, doesn't matter what the order is. The normal order is cutting first and then putting the ink in. But it doesn't matter. Either way is included in the Isser Daraisa. Those are the two elements that are needed. The Minchas Chinuch notes that the language of the Chinuch is la'olam, forever. So should that be taken literally? Let's say something's going to last 5 years. And then it will fade away. Is that not the Isser Daraisa? Should we take La'olam literally? So you look in Rashi, in Maseches Makos, on that Gemara, Rashi also seems to say forever. La'olam, daf chaf alef amud aleph. A lot of these Isurim we discussed yesterday, all about payas, and all about today tattoos, that's the Gemara at the end of Makos, because the Gemara in the third parak there, Eloin Alokin, it goes through all the Averis that you get Makos for. So the parak is about 50 different Averis. So there it says, and Daf Chafal from Al-Alef talks about Ksovis Kake. Rashi says, Kosei Tchila Abasaro Besamo Besikra, V'yachar M'kake Abasar B'machar O'Besakin, V'nichna Tatseva Bein Arla Basar. Rashi happens to say the opposite. Rashi says, first you put the ink on, and then you make the cut. V'nirebo Kol Hayamim. Rashi says, and it's visible all the days. Sounds like, if you take Rashi literally, forever. Forever. Kaka, and he quotes what the reason for us looked of shum ksiva ba'olam al-basaro b'inyan zeh, shekach gzeiras hakasav. Rashi says explicitly, it doesn't matter what you write. We'll have to talk about that. what you write, but that's Rashi. If you look, that's the chinuch, that's Rashi. If you look in other Rishonim, the Nemuki Yosef, for example, in Maseches Makkah, says it means zman aruch, a long time. So the Menchas Chinuch doesn't focus exactly on that, but he says, if it's there for a long time, so then that would be included in the Isser D'Araisa. If it's there for less time, says the Menchas Chinuch, ube'emes. Well, even before we do that, let's look for a moment. If you look in the Tshuvas Lahoras Nasan, Rav Nasan Gestetner, he has a tshuva, which we'll get back to a little bit later, about cosmetic tattoos. He said, Nishalti, this is in Chelek Yud, Simin Samach Dalid. Nishalti al davar shenischadesh, shemekakim lenashim saviv PMO einehem. See, a woman wants to get eye shadow. Doesn't have to put on eye makeup every day. So she'll get it permanently there. Is there anything wrong with that? But the Torah is not mechalik between men and women in terms of tattoos, right? It applies to both. So is there any issue? But Seva Miskayim will shaloshanim. This type of cosmetic tattoo lasts for 3 years. They pierce the skin with a needle. That's made for this. So he has a whole tshuva, and at the end he says, well, is there any difference between 3 years and forever? If it's going to fade after 3 years, should we make a difference? So he says, some suggest it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Sefer HaChinuch versus the Nemuki Yosef, but he thinks that no. La'olam doesn't always have to mean forever. La'olam means a really long time. And even 3 years, he thinks, would be included in the Isser D'Araisa. V'yavshah da'af l'Rashi l'chinuch, asur kishenikar zman gadol, t'yitachin d'la'olam av da'afka, v'gam kishemiskayim kamashanim havebegad d'la'olam. And he says, we don't mess around with Isurei Daraisa, and therefore we have to assume that forever, even a couple of years, that could also mean forever. What if it doesn't last really at all? And it could get rubbed out over time automatically. Like if somebody writes something on skin. So that is mutter. That's mutter. That's not usur at all. Says the Minchas Chinuch in the end of Os Aleph. Even for Daraisa, it has to be ink under the skin. Cut and ink. But let's say it's a type of material that's going to last on top of my skin forever. It's never going to come off. So that's also Durabanan. Also Durabanan still. If you're putting something on the skin that will last forever and unable to come off, which is very unusual, to have something on the skin that won't be able to be wiped off, even if it takes you a few months, like you keep scrubbing it every day in the shower, that's not even going to be Durabanan if it's less than that. We also have these rules by get, but the Menchas Chinuch assumes if it's just markings on top of the skin, it is mutter. So to write something on the skin, or a stamp on the skin, that is mutter. That's not included even in the Issa Durabanan, because it's not Miskayim at all. It could get rubbed out over time. Not for Hilchas Shabbos. For Hilchas Shabbos, writing on the skin or stamps on the skin, that could still be Issa Durabanan. But in terms of this Isser of Sofas Kaka, it has to be somewhat more lengthy. Good. Nishar Shia Mitzvah. What's some of the Ashkatha behind the Mitzvah? Masha Kasavnu Ba'akafes Harosh Ubashchase Zakan. Similar to what we discussed in the past two Mitzvahs. The Isser of destroying one's beard in a destructive manner, as we discussed yesterday, the two ingredients for the Isser of shaving. It has to be shaving and destructive, both. If you only have one or the other, it's not going to be the Daraisa. So that's why a razor is the Issa Daraisa there. You have the two ingredients. Samuch. Laharchaka, so look at those two mitzvahs, and that was related to the fact that the priests of the other religions have their hair grown this way, and they groom their hair in this fashion. So this is the same thing. Many of the other religions related to Avodah Zarah, they get tattoos. So therefore, this is also for us as well. This is separate. There is a separate Isser involved, not here, but it's just part of it, self-wounding oneself. Well, it's not allowed to wound oneself for no reason. If somebody needs an operation, and obviously an operation, so you do it. But if one doesn't need the operation, it's a big shiloh. One has to ask a shiloh if somebody ever has elective surgery. One has to, every surgery entails some type of danger, so who says I'm allowed to put myself into that type of danger? Again, every shayla has to be yes, what the tzorich is. But here too, self-wounding oneself, my body is not mine. The Radvaz writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin on the Rambam, right, we are given a loan for 120 years, we're given bodies, and we have to take care of them. And therefore, we don't have the right to wounds, to hurt. That's the v'nishmatim ol v'nafshos eichem. We're guarding it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that's also included in this has to be spoken about in this Isser. But says the Chinuch, this idea of distancing from Avodah Zarah is also related to this case. They used to get a tattoo on them related to their Avodah Zarah. Klomar, shu evan nimkar lo morshom avodasa. Right, if that's so, what do we think? Who's going to tattoo their name of the Avodah Zarah? It's not so crazy. Look around the world. Who has sports logos tattooed on their bodies? Right, that's their Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah. That's what they live there. What's Avodah Zarah? Something that's the central part of my life. Everything revolves around that. Right, so that's a sports team. Somebody could get a tattoo on their bodies for that. So that's what he's discussing. Midini mitzvah. Okay, so that's some of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. So midini mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachos of the mitzvah. So I forgot to mention, if you want to see it inside, Dr. Abraham, the Nishmas Avraham, quotes from Shlomo Zalman as well, that says, any writing on the skin is mutter. He quotes, Shlomo Zalman told me that one may write on one's skin with a pen. Doing so does not involve any transgression of even a rabbinic prohibition, since he intends to erase it soon. The writing is not permanent. One may not, of course, apply this ruling to writing on Shabbos. Correct, but it's writing on the skin. We're not saying it's the best idea. If you want to write something, you have a piece of paper. You know, who writes it? Who has pens anymore in the world of Blackberries? Right? But, you know, there are some old-fashioned people that still write things down. So, you know, if that ever would be the case, then one would be able to do it and not violate the Isser of tattoos on a weekday. Okay, Midini HaMitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas behind this. We already mentioned some, but let's continue. Masha Amru Zecharno Levracha. Shekol Makom Shebaguf. Any part of the body. Bein Megula, Bein Mechusa, Bibagadim, Bechalus Rezeh. It doesn't matter what part of the body the tattoo is on, it's Usser. Any part of the body, an open body, nobody's ever going to see it. Nobody's ever going to see it, it doesn't matter. It's Usser Daraisa. The Yeser Pratim episode of Mesechus Makos and the other Pratim look in Makos. There's an interesting Machlokas in Mesechus Makos. If you look there in the Mishnah, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, we Paskin, as the Mishnah says, Eino Chayev HaShiyichto V'Yikakeya, you have to do both. You have to, as we said, write and add the dough. Ubechol davar. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Bishim Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Eino Chayev HaShiyichto V'Shemes Hashem. The only Isra D'Oraisa is writing God's name on one's body. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Where do you get that from? Because what does the pasuk say that we read? We started off with. What does it say? Uksav is kaka losinu b'chem, ani Hashem. I'm God. Don't write me on your body. So that's where Shimon Darshans. Shimon Darshans. From there, that is only ani Hashem. Who do we paskin like? That is a good question. But there are at least many, many we showed him that paskin like the Tanakhama, not like Reb Shimon. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention Reb Shimon. So pashas is we paskin against Reb Shimon. There are some we showed him that paskin like Reb Shimon. But it's also the Rabbanan anyway. But even in the Daraisa level, it seems like one has to be machmer, solving Daraisa l'chumra in terms of that element. That's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Oz Gimel, who we paskin like. Says Rova poskim the bechol inyan chayav sevasat Tanakama. Most paskin like the Tanakama. He wonders how some Rishonim could paskin like Reb Shimon when the Tanakama seems to assert. Okay, but either way, so we say anything written doesn't have to be God's name and anywhere on the body. The Isra applies equally to men and women. Some might think like, oh, only applies to men. Women, it's beauty. They can do anything for beauty. Right? The answer is no. Right, we're going to get to that later in the Torah. The differences between men and women in terms of plucking out white hairs, there's a difference between men and women. In terms of shaving in certain areas of the body, there's differences between men and women. But here there's no difference. Tattoos are usher, men or women. Doesn't make a difference. The over alzeh, the kasav afilu os achas, b'chol makom shebegufo b'ninzeh sh'amarnu. And if somebody writes even one letter, it's not like Shabbos where you need two letters to do a ma'isek siva. No, even one letter on the body, we'll talk about what if it's even not a letter. One letter, sheyeh chakuk v'rashum, be'echar mimini atzvam aroshmin, that it is engraved and stained and written with one of the coloring elements, lokeh, one gets malchus for that. One gets malchus for that. If one does it to themselves, then you're the active party. V'im rashmu b'acher, what if you let somebody, if you get a tattoo? I'm very firm. I'm not going to give a tattoo, but I'll just stand there and get one. Still asa daraisa. Still asa daraisa. You're not going to get malchus unless you were actively involved, what we call misayeya, like we spoke about yesterday, 2 days ago, with payas. If somebody chas v'shalom gets their payas cut off, if they are actively involved, like in a barber shop, you're actively involved because you have to move your head. Every time you move your head and the barber cuts, so that's you're actively involved. If somebody's sleeping, And they're not moving, so they're not actively involved. But here, Eino loke ela im kein siel. Only if one is actively involved are they going to get malchus. But even without that, lechora, one will still violate the isad araisa. Menachal hayadua, lachim amaisa in lokan alav. If somebody doesn't actively take part, then they are still going to, they're not going to get malchus, but it's still going to be isad araisa. Okay, so let's talk about two or three important issues, and then maybe we'll get back to some of the ideas that the Menachas Chinuch discusses as well. Number one, what we said before, cosmetic tattoos. So that was discussed in the Lahoros Nasan. Cosmetic tattoos. So, questions, are there any heterim? Because let's say a woman, you know, she's very busy, the kids are always, you know, involved, she doesn't have any time, she wants to know, is this usher? So, if it's mutter, we'd rather give a heter. So there are a number of studim that one could be mako, but lemaisa or poskim say it's aser. What are the havaminas that we would think that maybe there's a tzad to say lakula? So number one, maybe there are some poskim that say only shem Hashem. Number one, but we don't really poskim that way. Number two, maybe like the Rashi and the Chinuch that we said before. Maybe only if it's really forever, and these don't last forever; they just last for a very long time. But we said that we assume a chumra there too. Number three, what about the order? There's a machlokas rishonim about the order, the cutting or the ink. So again, we said lamaisa, we're machmir there too. It doesn't make a difference. The first shach is in kufpei. It doesn't make a difference. Number four, what about if it's not letters? It's just coloring. What if I'm not writing anything? Ksoves kaka. What's the language of the chinuch? Even one letter. What if it's not a letter? What if it's a picture? What if it's not even a picture? It's just color. Just color. Let's say a woman wants to just get eyeshadow. Underneath, just get color. So if you look at the Menchas Chinuch says in Os Hey that it's still Aser. Fourth line. After in Sarach Timunos Osios, Sarach Lios Ezeroshem. You don't even need letters, you don't even need pictures. Any mark. Any mark is also included in the Iser. And therefore, there's also not a tzad wahaka. There are those that say letters. Rav Nevenzal in an article, Rav Chaim Jachter, in one of his Gray Matter Svarim, quotes Rav Nevenzal, who says, maybe in a case that it's semi-permanent, it's not going to last so long, and you're not writing anything, it's coloring, and it's impermanent, he says maybe one could find a kula if it's a double drabanan, but other poskim say that no, it's not so semi-permanent. It's going to last for months and months, a year or two. So then, l'chora, it would be aser as well. So l'maisa, it seems like permanent cosmetics, the poskim are not a fan of. And at the end, Rav Jakta quotes that Rav Yashiv, Rav Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Adi Yosef, and Rabbi Heber, in an article from the Star K, also said he consulted many poskim on this matter, all of whom ruled strictly. So l'maisa, cosmetic tattoos in this context would be a problem as well. Two other points to mention, and that is, what about removing a tattoo? Is one allowed to remove a tattoo? So, bizman hazeh, in days of lasers, so then there will be much more flexibility in terms of removal of tattoo, because you don't even have to make an incision. Just remove it, you somehow suck out the dye and you remove it. But in cases where one couldn't, even just a number of years ago, where it wasn't as common. I'll give you two examples, two discussions in the postgame that discuss removal of tattoos. First of all, is a question that was posed to the Minchas Yitzchak. Dayan Weiss, Eretz Yisrael, he was asked, Aldas echad sheshimish kechayal, ubitzavash sam loksoves kaka biatzmo. There was a non-frum Israeli soldier that was in the army, and he got a tattoo when he was in the army, on his left arm, on the inner part of the muscle. You can see where this is going. And it was a tattoo of a naked lady. And then he became a Baal Tshuva, and that's exactly where his tefillin is supposed to go. So he comes to the Minchas Yitzchak and says, what am I supposed to do? Mitzadah, you can't put tefillin on there. But on the other hand, you can't have a chatzitza, you can't have a separation between the box of the tefillin and your arm. And you can't just not wear tefillin. It's not like tzitzis. Oh, if you don't wear a four-cornered garment, you don't have tzitzis. No, tefillin is a chiv every day. So this is what we need the gdolim for. Right? So, should he switch to the other hand, which we usually say you're not yotze with, if you're using the wrong arm? Right? So what do you do? So he named Bashkafa Rishon on Yerlin Yez Daiti. He says in Minchas Yitzchak, Da'afta havi dover migune ma'od, v'yeshelem rashay levarech, b'shasha tmune megula. Right? You can't even, right? It's a Dvar Erva. How are you going to even make a bracha? Can't make a bracha in front of the Dvar Erva. So the Yesh Lomar, the Shayach Mishum Tavach B'Isha Erva, Gab B'Tmuna photographed. Even if it's not a live woman, there's still an issue of Erva, even if it's a picture. Shemitziyarsham Isha Bizros Megulov Chayozabizev Hulu. Hello Efshar, he says, this is what to do. This is his Eitzah. Somehow, take skin, take type of material to cover up most of the picture, and get very small tefillin. And if you cover up most of the picture, and just the open part of the arm is enough to fit the tefillin box, and you can't really see anything because it's like mostly covered, so he's making in that context. Even though if you take off the rest of the covers, it looks like it's erva, but if most of it is covered and you get very small tefillin, and to put it in that area, that's what he's matir. That's how he tries to get out of it. If you look in the Bitzalel Chachma, Bitzalel Stern, he was a Rav in Australia and in Vienna, and later in Yerushalayim, he was Nifter in 1989. So he's the brother of the Be'er Moshe. Be'er Moshe in Borough Park, or Moshe Stern, and his older brother, the Bitzalel Chachma, Chelek Hei, Simon Pei, and Pei Aleph and Pei Beis. He also discusses this question, and he is Mako to insert dye to cover it up. Because he says, based on the machlokas we had before, many Rishonim seem to say it's only letters and pictures, number one. And number two, he says, I'm not even sure, and this other poskim don't bring up. We know in various areas of halacha there's something called ksav al gabe ksav. Writing on top of writing, is that called writing? If I have something written on Shabbos, and I write directly over it, without adding anything, I write directly over, is that ksav? So hilchas Shabbos, hilchas gittin, there are discussions. So he said, I didn't see anybody who says it here, but he says, nobody talks about it, but maybe yish makam lahakel. At most, it maybe it's a derabanan, and you're not writing a letter, you're just putting some ink in, so that's a derabanan. And if you have a guy do it, it's another derabanan, a triple derabanan. So, yish makam lahakel, to allow this guy to wear tefillin. He doesn't suggest the small tefillin suggestion of the minchas yisrak, but says the bitzal chachma, if you put a triple derabanan together, so then yish makam lahakel. Mikom makam b'dir don harika derabanan tuva, chada da viksav aga viksav. Sheinis, number two, you don't have kavana to write a tattoo. You have to have kavana to cover a tattoo. That's your old kavana. Shlishis. He says, triple drabanan. If you have a guy, you do it, it's even better. But he would even allow a Jew to do it. But that's what he says in this context. That's two tshuvas related to that. One other issue of removal of a tattoo, as all his tshuvas are, in tshuvas mimamakin, there's a heart-wrenching tshuva in Chelek Dalet Simchav Gimel, Tshuvas Mimamakim, Rav Ashri, all the tshuvas from the, I think it was the Warsaw Ghetto. He has a tshuva that written right after the war, Lechora, of a young lady who asked him that whether it was allowed to somehow get rid of the World War II number on her arm. Because whenever she looked down on her arm, she went crazy. And she remembered the camps, and she couldn't deal with it. And the question is, could she get the number removed? So that was the shayla. Choshev is kim tim chok mizor. She thinks that if she removes the number, tucha lahasir mealeas a zichron mu'ekas hayamim hamar malalu hamacheres rucha v'lo nosin lamanoach rachmano l'tzlan. She asked that. So he says, based on a Ramah, says Ramah notes in Hilchas Shabbos that if there's a certain type of, don't you have to think far back, certain type of star, certain type of beged that the non-Jews make us wear, then we're allowed to go out even without an Erev. With that, because it's called a beged, it's not called a masa. It's not called something extra. He says, what do you see from there? The identity of a Jew, even if they, Umos Olam, use it to denigrate us and to push us down, we wear the badge of Judaism proudly, and it's part of who we are. It's not a masa. See, he says, Adarabba, he says, you have your number? That's covered Am Yisrael. People should realize, I'm a person with a number. These were the animals! They wanted to make us into animals and not people with this number, says Rav Ashri. He says, no. Halalu ba'alei ha-misparim chatutim al zoroseim eidem nechshavim l'bnei adam eloka behemos nidmu. No, if we have the number, then they'll be the ones that everybody will realize were the animals. And this is a badge of honor that we have to try to formulate in our heads. L'chein bevadai k'soves mibisha zuma mispar oyom zech hakuk mazros v'chulu v'ashman mishamish lanu lo'os kavod l'zikaron shezachar tizkar itzashor asalacha amalek germani zeh v'chalil lanu l'shkawach. Says they want you to erase it also because they want a revisionist history. It never happened. Rachman al-Itzlan, like the Holocaust deniers that there are Bisman Azeh. But he says, Chova Kfuba, you have to keep it and you have to show everybody and to make sure that they realize that this is what they want. Ulazos Chas V'Shalom, Lisha Azos Lahavir Mizra Mispar Azeh. He doesn't even get into the issue of whether it's but halakhically or not. He's just talking hashkafically. Ki bazei no tenes yad l'poshim ha-germanim ha-arurim. Vi yozer zlo mashkiach es masi ha-zava va-ayimim. If they get it off, it's going to help them. So therefore, don't get it off. be proud of what we got through, and someone who keeps their emuna, that is Rav Ashri, Chelok Dalas and Chavez. Two tshuvas related to the removal. Three tshuvas related to the removal of a tattoo. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Let's show we will continue next week with a new batch of mitzvos.